very important. You know, it's just made something to the guys. You know, we're going out there as a team. You know what I mean? We're trying to beat the Colts. This is a division rival. And, you know what I mean? It's like you said, both teams are in the playoffs, but we both want to win, and we're going to go out there and try to achieve that goal.
Hey, what was that atmosphere like yesterday? Did it give you a taste of what it would be like come playoffs?
I hope so. You know what I mean? That was the first time that we played a game of that magnitude at home, you know what I mean, at this late in the season where we could clinch the home field throughout the playoffs, and man, the fans were great. You know what I mean? You definitely could tell that something was on the line. Both teams came and gave it their all, and it was a hard-fought football game, and it was a beautiful football game, and the fans definitely helped out a lot with the overall outcome.
Everybody wants home field advantage, but historically, the team that has it hasn't turned out too well, I think, two times in maybe the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys stay sharp, and how do you keep focused? Because it seems like teams that go into the playoffs with that fighting mentality, like a street fight attitude, are the ones that get that way. Now you guys have home field. You have a game this week that you don't really have to get up for. It doesn't mean much. How do you stay sharp?
I think we keep it consistent. I think we continue to do the same things that have brought us this far, you know, 15 games, 16 weeks into the season. Just continue to go on the field and try to get better. We watch the film, see where we made mistakes at, try to correct those so that they don't happen again. And when we go out there on the football field, just play football. You know, I mean, the history is history, so it says what it says. But this is, you know, 2008 playoffs, and it'll be in 2009, so we have to focus on that.
You have to be careful with what you show the Colts, knowing you might see it again.
I wouldn't say so, because, like I said, we're a division team. So, you know, teams do what they do. We've seen these guys, you know, two times a year for the past some odd years, and we're just going to play football. You know, they're going to line up. They're going to run the plays that they run. We're going to run the plays that we run. And it's going to be a football game. Now, in the playoffs, there may be a wrinkle or two. You know, we may see them again, but we'll worry about that when we get there.
You anticipate not seeing much of Manny, maybe their key guys, and on the flip side, you think you guys probably steal back a little bit, or maybe play some of the starters.
But that seems to do what the Colts do in the past. I remember last year when we were playing the Colts the last game of the season for a chance to get in the playoffs, you know, Peyton and Reggie Wayne and those guys, they played for about, you know, two or three series, and then they set it out. So it seems to be, you know, what they do. Us, you know, we're just fortunate to be in this position this year. So, you know what I mean, whatever Coach Fish and the coaching staff decide to do, we'll do it. We'll go out there and line up with the guys that we have and try to get a victory.
You think it's coming to a team potentially lose its edge with such a long time off? And I know it's funny.
It's tough to say. You know what I mean? Some teams use it as a way to get rusty. Some teams use it as a way to get fresh. I know we got some guys that are injured right now, especially on defense, who, you know, that extra week of preparation and the extra week of rest, it's fortunate for us, and hopefully we can get those guys back. So I think it'll be a good thing for us, and I think we'll continue to stay sharp throughout practice and challenging ourselves.
Then how aware are you of the national attention that a couple of your players stomping on the terrible towels during the game?
I wasn't aware of it until, you know, I watched SportsCenter, you know, earlier today. You know, I didn't see it then, and I don't know, you know, what time of the game it was or what time it took place. But, you know, I know as ourselves as a team, we have a lot of respect for the Steelers. You know what I mean? We know the history of that organization and how hard they play. So, you know what I mean? It was a situation, but I definitely don't know what the cause of it was.
We saw some people stepping on the sideline. What did you guys do when you got in the locker room?
With the towel?
Yeah.
We didn't see a towel in the locker room, inside the locker room. I mean, it was just a feeling of, you know, congratulatory celebration, the fact that we went out there and played a good football game against a great football team and came away with a victory.
No big deal, or regrettable, that situation?
The towel situation? You know, that's not for me to decide. You know what I mean? The media is going to do what they want to do. We're just going to go out there and play football, and you know, if we see them again, we've definitely got a game in our hand. I know that. I'm sorry?
No, you guys have opinions too.
We have opinions as far as what? Was it a big deal?
Yeah.
Oh, but like I said, I don't know what was meant behind it. I don't even know what the situation was. So I just you know, I'm gonna go out there and continue to do my job, and you know, I'll let you all ask the people that involve those questions.
Does the concern say anything?
I'm sorry?
Being a former Steeler, knowing that traditional that he come back and
say anything, you know what, I haven't even asked him, because like I said, I didn't know about it until earlier today on SportsCenter. But you know, I do remember him saying something about, you know, the terrible towel meaning something to the Steelers. So, you know, who knows?
As a player, does it bother you guys that you come out with that big effort when nobody said you had a chance in that game, and then today that's all everybody's talking about is a couple guys stepping on the towel? Because Jeff said to you guys, it really is just a towel.
It doesn't bother us. You know what I mean? We let our player on the football field, you know, play out. We wanted to win that game, and team came out and gave a fantastic effort, and we allowed ourselves to do that. And you know, both teams are going to the playoffs, and there's a chance we'll see each other again, and we'll play football again.
What was Jason Jones like in the huddle when he was continuing a couple of sacks and big play? What were guys saying to him, and what's it like when a guy gets over?
I mean, he played a great game. I mean, watching it on film, you really get a chance to appreciate it, because during the game, you're so involved in what you're trying to take care of. But, you know, for a rookie guy who missed a couple of games due to an injury, and, you know, he'd been wanting to come back. I remember Thanksgiving, I think, was his first game back. And just to get in that spotlight, you know, taking up for Albert and have that type of game, it was great for him and, in fact, great for us.
Reading a lot of the websites and hearing people talking, kind of surprising not to see Albert Andrew getting released today based on how well he played.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, but he definitely played a great game, along with the other guys. You know, Tony Brown, who was a starter, Dave Ball stepped in. We had a guy come up from, you know, Mr. Gordon come up from the practice squad, and he got a couple of snaps. So the defensive line as a whole gave a fantastic effort.
Is that kind of funny to you guys, though, that, I mean, he has one great game, and now, boy, he's the second coming? I mean, it was an outstanding effort, mm-hmm. but, I mean, his players, though, how do you guys relate to him? Do you guys still give him a hard time about it, or how? What's the deal like?
You know what? I think it's almost, you know, the same situation when we lost Nick Harper for a couple of, I mean, we lost Nick Harper for a couple of games, and Chris Carr came in and stepped up. It's almost the theme of this team, and, you know, we have some great backups who challenge the starters, and they just want to come in and prove that they do belong on the team and can put themselves in position to make plays. And Coach Schwartz does a great job organizing the game plan, and the guys just go out there and try to execute it no matter who's in the game.
Are you ready to stand up now, though?
I'm sorry?
Snoop Dogg, were you aware that he was at the game yesterday? I know this is a big issue. I just think it's funny to have seen him in the stands. Did you know he was at the game, and did you try to meet him through Glendale?
I didn't know he was coming to the game. Of course, they showed him on the Jumbotron, but you know, I mean, I know him and Lindell go back to the USC route, so I'm assuming he was a guest of Lindell's. But you know, anytime you have a guy like Snoop Dogg, any celebrity for that matter, in the crowd, it's just, you know, it kind of excites you. But it definitely was good to see him on the Jumbotron bundled up in the cold weather.